Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Officials and Islamic scholars go to conventions. At least Hamas officials do. Evidently, they go to conventions, like, for example, in Pakistan. And they talk about the war going on in Israel and how Pakistan could get involved with such a thing, or at least threaten Israel. But I don't know, folks. I don't know what the convention would be like for Hamas officials. I guess they probably get a pretty good gift bag, maybe a party out by the pool. I don't know what might happen at a convention where Hamas officials might go, but your guess is as good as mine. But, folks, what we're not guessing about is that it is the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we go live, of course, for the Monday edition. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine that way. And you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So the program is chock full this morning on the program, as always, folks. We have so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin, from the Middle East to the economy to domestic politics. We have got you covered this morning. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. I hope that you survived through the torrential rains that came through. Everybody listening on AM 930 as well. Everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So good morning to everybody at GCN today as well. And also, folks, I want to give a shout-out to Frederick in New York City in NYC, who sent us some very nice comments, appreciates the program. And, Frederick, we appreciate you as well. So welcome aboard. We're glad that you're there. Folks, we're glad that you're there. And so let's get started without further ado, shall we? We'll get back to the Hamas convention, as it were, at least visiting a convention. And again, I don't know what the little perks might be like, or if they had special luncheons or things like, or games. Yeah, I just don't know. But folks, we're going to start off this morning with some very important news coming out of the Red Sea. We understand that more shipping companies are now suspending their Red Sea operations as fears build over global supply chains amid the increasing Houthi rebel attacks. This from Business Insider. The world's largest shipping group, the Mediterranean Shipping Company, also known as MSC, announced they were suspending operations in the Red Sea until further notice due to an increased risk of attacks. So we'll tell you more about that here in a moment, because we want to let you know as well that U.S. Navy fought off a barrage of 14 drones in the Red Sea from missiles fired from Yemen. Okay, so here we go again. The Houthi rebel movement signaled their intent to press on with attacks in a bid to pressure Israel into a ceasefire with Gaza. The rising tensions add to concerns about Israel's war and Hamas expanding into a regional conflict. Well, folks, they are trying their level best, right, to get this to become a much larger conflict. The U.S. Central Command tweeted out just recently here in the early morning hours of December 16th, The U.S. Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, USS Kearney, operating in the Red Sea, successfully engaged 14 unmanned aerial systems launched as a drone wave from controlled areas of Yemen. Okay? And so now that is what was happening there. So now they repel these attacks. And, of course, then meanwhile, the U.S. is now looking at whether or not we actually want to do something about this and go in there and take these, do some strikes, basically. This from Politico. Top Biden administration officials are actively weighing options to strike back at Houthis in Yemen after the Iran-backed group launched new attacks on naval and commercial ships in the Red Sea on Saturday, according to two U.S. officials. The Pentagon has in recent days moved the Dwight D. Eisenhower carrier strike group from the Persian Gulf into the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Yemen to support a potential U.S. response to attacks, said one of the officials, both of whom were granted anonymity to speak about sensitive plans. The military has also provided options to commanders to strike the Houthis, the official said. Now, the Biden administration has been reluctant to respond militarily against the Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in recent weeks for fear of provoking Iran, which backs Hamas and Hezbollah in Yemen, as well as the Houthis. Previously, the Pentagon had recommended the administration not to do so. But here we go, folks. You know, this is a very, very dangerous game. But at the same time, you're going to have a potential slowdown in trade, of course, coming through that area. I think it will slow down as a result of shipping companies suspending their operations there. So at what point do you not take action, or at what point do you take action? But also, of course, caught up in all of this would be Saudi Arabia. And that might be our first phone call, is to go to them and to say to the Saudis, you need to do something about the Houthi rebels. But nevertheless, it looks like we're getting closer to seeing something like this happen from the U.S. Forces. Now, if that does happen, of course, there are going to be, calls that, well, this is expanding the war and this kind of thing. But at some point, it seems to me that something has to be done about this. But certainly all these different attack drones coming out simply can't be tolerated. If you do so, then they're going to do more and more and more, and the shipping is going to come to a halt in that area. So it's what they call a pickle. There's no doubt about that. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition. Off to a great start here. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are walking in a winter wonderland. There's no doubt about that, folks, as we continue to head for Christmas here at the end of the week. Christmas Eve, I believe this year falls on a Sunday, so that's pretty interesting. But, you know, I don't know. That's fine with me. It falls wherever it falls. My preference is that it falls like on a Wednesday or something like that. But, you know, as the calendar goes through, as we progress through the years, that's fine, whatever day that it falls on. I guess one of the only important things right now is, are you done with your Christmas shopping, or are you almost done with your Christmas shopping? I'm almost done with my Christmas shopping. It can be a whirlwind of a week, though. I will grant you that. And so hopefully, I won't be racing around next Sunday afternoon. And so I'm working towards that. That's not my goal. To be racing around. My goal is to not be racing around. But welcome again back, folks, to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number. It is the Monday edition. And everybody, we're all getting back in the swing of it as we head into this great week of broadcasting. We'll have a few program notes, of course, for the Christmas holidays that we'll be telling you about as we go through the week this week. But we sure hope that you have some great plans and that you have some great things to do as Christmas approaches. And also, we just heard here a direct message here from Richard the Marine up there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Up there in the Pacific Northwest, he said he had a great time down here in Southern California. It was in the 70s, and he spent a lot of time on the Lazy River. Well, that is very cool, Richard. I'm sure that that sounded like a great time. And, yeah, I love those lazy rivers. But he says it's great to be home. It's 52 degrees right now.
Have a great week. Semper Fi, Richard. And Richard, I appreciate that. Yes, Semper Fi to you too. Glad that you had some good travels there and that you're back home safe and sound. And folks, there's so much to talk about, of course, as we go through the program this morning. Once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. Okay, well, you know, we talked a little bit about what's going on in the Red Sea, and that is definitely going to be weighing very heavily as we go through this week. No response is a response. No action is action sometimes. And certainly if we can't cajole Saudi Arabia to do something, really they should, then it's going to fall to the president to make a decision on how to move forward on this, and that is to eliminate the Houthis' abilities to damage the shipping that's going on, and not only sort of stop it or cause it to cease for a time, but also to attack real ships with real people on them. That's first and foremost. But again, we understand that one of the world's largest shipping groups, or the world's largest shipping group, Mediterranean Shipping Company, announced they were suspending operations in the Red Sea until further notice because of the risks of attacks. So definitely that is something that's not going to wait. That's not going to wait for another few days. It's not going to wait another month or this kind of thing. We'll see how this sort of pans out in Israel. This is something that has to be dealt with one way or another. And hopefully that does not mean that there has to be military action, but sometimes there does have to be military action, but we shall see. All right, so once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. One of the things, too, that's going on is the economy. And people are out there, and we are hearing somehow that, you know, the economy is looking better, this is supposed to be getting better, but yet at the same time, Joe Biden is not able to really, convince people that everything is better. In fact, this from the AP, okay, here's a great headline. Biden goes into 2024 with the economy getting stronger, but voters feel horrible about it. President Joe Biden goes into next year's election with a vexing challenge. Just as the U.S. economy is getting stronger, people are feeling horrible. Pollsters and economists say there has never been as wide a gap between the underlying health of the economy and public perception. Well, now, it's interesting because, you know, we talk with Chris Markowski every morning here on the program during the week. And sometimes I ask him about these things. Well, we're looking, you know, these new numbers have come out and people are, you know, these numbers are supposedly very good. And a lot of times he'll kind of chuckle at that and say, well, you know, tell me about these great numbers. But at the same time, people not only have a perception, and why do they have a perception? Do they have a perception because they just don't understand the numbers? That's my question. There are economists and people who study this stuff all the time and so forth. And so it just seems to me that, you know, people aren't necessarily aggregating numbers and then deciding how they feel about the economy. They're going to the grocery store. They're going to try to purchase a home. They're purchasing gasoline, which arguably, and even in my area, gasoline has come down significantly over the last several days and a couple of weeks, but still it's very high. And it's not because somehow everything's getting better in the economy. I think there's a lot of demand that's been squelched because of the high prices, inflation in general, and so forth. But how people feel about the economy is inherently drawn from their everyday experiences. So once again, you get into this thing where you've got to be explaining to people why stuff is good, okay? It's like, you know, and by the way, it would be as if President Trump had to go out there and say, well, you know, I've really got to explain to you how things really aren't going well in the country. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to refer to this chart, and I've got to convince you that things aren't going so well, so please elect me president again. You know, that's not something he has to do, because there's already the perception, and that perception is based on how people see things happening in the country, societally, politically, now economically in this case. And so you really don't have to go out and explain a bunch of stuff, you know, if you're just perceiving what's happening in people's daily lives. So once again, there's the old adage, if you're explaining, you're losing. So back to this article. Pollsters and economists say there's never been, again, as wide a gap between the underlying health of the economy and public perception. The divergence could be a decisive factor in whether the Democrat secures the second term by next year. Republicans are seizing on the dissatisfaction to skewer Biden, while the White House is finding less success as it tries to highlight economic progress. See, just exactly what I was just talking about, right? No, here, I'm going to refer to this chart. I've got a chart, and it's going to tell you exactly why the economy is so much better and why, if you're sitting there saying, well, I can't afford this, I can't afford my gas bill, I can't afford my grocery bill, I can't afford my mortgage if it's going up because of a variable rate, I can't afford rent. You know, rents are going up, too. Every single thing is going up. And, in fact, my niece has to find a different place to live because the rent was arbitrarily raised by a significant amount because they believe the market might bear it. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. But people are already living at the cusps of what they can afford and what their income is like. Because, again, incomes don't just rise with the inflation. Incomes don't just rise to meet the occasion of all the higher prices of everything. And, yes, everything is a higher price. And you go to the restaurant. If you go, as I've mentioned before, you go to a casual dining restaurant, and it's going. And once it starts approaching $45 to $50 for lunch, for two people to get, like, a club sandwich and, you know, this kind of thing, that's where people start drawing the line. That's a tipping point. And some people, they'll blame the restaurant. Well, the restaurant is gouging us. It's these restaurants that are just gouging us to death. But yet, all the supplies they have to buy, all the stuff they need to have on hand in order to make you a club sandwich, all that's gone up. And there are other commensurate expenses with this. And so they have to pass it on. And so, yes, you know, it's expensive, but there is an underlying reason for that. But at the same time, because even though that's all legitimate, it's all legitimate reasons why it's all gone up. But people perceive it as the economy isn't doing so well. So how do you convince them? How do you convince them? Well, there's plenty in the media who would love to get advice, or give advice, rather, to the Biden administration. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Kyle Warren with you, everybody. 949-822-7959 as we race through the Monday edition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. In Tel Aviv on Saturday, a large gathering demanded a fresh hostage arrangement with Hamas, fueled by anger, grief, and escalating frustration following the acknowledgement of Israeli forces mistakenly killing three hostages. The spokesman emphasized that the soldiers perceived a threat and the tragic incident occurred in a combat zone. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. Pope Francis celebrated his 87th birthday today by holding Sunday audience at the Vatican, where he was greeted by hundreds of children and their families to whom the church provides free health care. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, a one-horse open sleigh, Frank Sinatra. I got to tell you, though, I really like the Brian Setzer version of Jingle Bells as well. You know, both are just amazing artists, right, in their own right. But when Brian Setzer says, oh, what fun it is to ride in the 57 Chevrolet, I just think that's cool, and so I hope that you do too. But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we're trying to be cool here on the program this morning. We're heading towards Christmas. We got some Christmas music. We got the latest news. We got the latest analysis. We got everything. So we're glad that you're there and glad to be here. This is the best job in the world, by the way, and it's a lot of the comments and messages that we've been receiving. Really just make my day. And once again, good morning to Frederick in New York City, who's listening up there. We appreciate you so very much. Thanks again also Richard the Marine, back into his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And we are glad to hear from Richard, know that he's back safe there. And folks, wherever you are this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're driving a truck, if you're going across country, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, we're so glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us here on the program this morning. It really does mean a lot, and we very, very much appreciate it. Okay, well, when we were just getting ready to go to the break there, we were taking a look at an AP story that, somehow the economy is doing so well, evidently, but yet Biden, you know, is having a hard time because people feel horrible about it. So here's the thing. You know, it just is boggles my mind. Instead of actually doing things that might really help the economy, we just got to try to convince everybody that everything's good. In fact, this from the Los Angeles Times, right? No surprise from the Los Angeles Times here. The news about the economy seems almost freakishly good. By the way, are we getting a soft landing? Or are we not going to have a soft landing? Are we going to start cutting rates? Or will they not cut rates? We just don't know yet. But every time you turn around, it seems like whoever you talk to, either things are going great or things are going bad, or the interest rates are going to come down very soon, or, well, we might have to wait and see. You know, we haven't won the war on inflation yet, but yet the war on inflation seems to have been won. It's very confusing, isn't it? It's very confusing. But this from the LA Times. The news about the economy seems almost freakishly good. Growth is up, unemployment is down, inflation has slowed to about 3%, the lowest pace in almost 3 years. The Federal Reserve has even hinted it might cut interest rates, which has sent stock markets soaring. So here we go. And all this is based on conjecture, right? Well, they might. Well, they've hinted at it. Well, so let's have a rally. And by the way, if you've noticed, you know, there really isn't a one-to-one correlation as to how the stock market is doing that day. Or the stock market is optimistic. Wow, the stock market's optimistic, you say. Oh, yes, it's optimistic. Well, the Fed has hinted it might cut rates. Well, good. So if I go to the grocery store, or if I have to buy, you know, car parts, or if I have to do anything else, like in our regular normal lives, all that is going to somehow be better. I won't be running so much money out of my account just to live, just to try to make ends meet, just to get through the month. Well, I didn't say that. I did not say that. No, I said the stock market is soaring today because the Fed hinted it might cut the rates at some point, maybe next year, sometime, maybe June, maybe September. We don't know. And by the way, this number, 3%, that's in that article, 3%, I'm going to write that down, 3%. I thought the target was 2%. Now, what happens? We get through the holidays, and somehow, then we'll start seeing more stories. I think I've already seen one. We'll see more stories that say, well, wait a minute. The Fed said it's got to get the target is 2%. It's not at 2% yet. So what does the Fed have to do? Well, it's probably got to cause more pain on the economy in order to drive that down to 2%. Or will they simply declare victory at 3% or 3.5% or something, or just whatever it is right now? Because, again, we're going into the election year, and the election year is going to be all-encompassing. In fact, you know, it's not just the economy. It's we're going to tell Israel. Remember, this was reported the other day. Purportedly, Jake Sullivan is talking to Israel, or the U.S. government's talking to Israel, and saying, you know, you really got to get into the next phases of this war. We got to kind of get this kind of wrapped up. Because why? Because the election is coming. So when the election is coming, you know, all the stuff you're going to hear, at least from the official side, the administration side, is stuff that you just kind of have to kind of go out and open your front door and look around and see if it all comports with what the administration is telling you. So back to this article. Again, so they might cut interest rates, sent the stock market soaring, but this news hasn't helped President Biden standing in the polls. His approval rating is stuck below 40%. No president has ever won a second term from so perilous a starting point. The disconnect isn't hard to explain. The rate of inflation has diminished, but prices are still high. The sticky hangover of recovery. Wage increases haven't caught up, not tangibly, at least, they say, parenthetically. So many families still struggle to make ends meet. I've been saying this, right? This is exactly what we've been talking about this morning. I have a feeling, though, that
We probably just don't have it right.
I have a feeling we don't understand. You know, there's something larger going on here that we need to understand, I'm sure. All this presents a challenge for Biden, says the article, and his campaign strategists. What's the strategy on this, right? How can they persuade unhappy voters not only that better times are ahead, but that he deserves some credit? Now, it's not such a way back machine, is it, to get into the time capsule or the time machine, the DeLorean? We had a DeLorean, we could, you know, power up the Mr. Fusion device. We could, you know, just whatever you find, pieces of garbage or, you know, I think they actually poured beer in it in Back to the Future. And so Mr. Fusion, right, that now that would then power the DeLorean because Doc Brown got it in the future, Mr. Fusion. And I don't know if he got it on sale. I'm not sure. But at any rate, like at a Macy's or something like that, just get a Mr. Fusion and just hook it up to your time machine. But if we powered up the Mr. Fusion device, which powers the flux capacitor, we could go not so far back into the past and hear Joe Biden talk about he was going to stop the oil production, right? He was going to stop the oil drilling. All these things that he was going to do day one, and he did. And we started getting lots and lots of inflation. Now, of course, when the government hands out all kinds of COVID checks, that's inherently inflationary just on its face, because putting all that extra money into circulation, that's inherently inflationary. I think that's a 50 cent economist term. But and so, yeah, there are different factors, but one of the main factors is, of course, the fuel prices, things like that. And so, you know, maybe Joe didn't have to do all that stuff if he didn't have to somehow placate or, you know, sort of genuflect to the political pressures that he was under and the political promises he made. Because those political promises were inherently bad for the country, as we see right now. The president's initial strategy, the article says, was to trumpet the economy's recovery and point to his legislative accomplishments and infrastructure bills, spending on technology jobs, negotiations to cut drug prices as the engine behind it. He called it Bidenomics, but the self-congratulatory slogan fell flat. Some surveys showed that mentioning it made voters grouchier. Democrats are understandably alarmed, and the White House is getting advice from some, including Stanley Greenberg, a veteran pollster and strategist who helped Bill Clinton win the presidency 3 decades ago. What we're doing isn't working, Greenberg said last week. We need a new strategy. See, folks, it's all about the strategy. It's not about the actual thing that's happening. Make your life better. They don't have to do that. They just got to convince you. Stay right there, folks. Come right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough.
All right, welcome back. We are having a wonderful morning, Monday morning edition here on the program, folks. Yes, it's Monday. It's okay. We're gonna get through the week again, and you know, we're right there with you this week, and glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, folks, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We've reached the part of the program this morning where we're going to do our first Trucker Traveler report for the morning. And this, of course, is when we take a look at the weather maps, let you know what we're seeing out there, what might be coming your way, or what's happening right now wherever you are. And so it's a great privilege for us to be able to do that for you. But, of course, we also love to play a song for you this time of the program in hour number one and hour number two, just to sort of make sure that we keep you revved up, that we keep your blood pumping, that we keep you going down the road, doing whatever it is you're doing this morning. If you're up working, whatever it is that you're doing, we want to make sure that we all stay just moving forward here. And that's why we have the songs. And, of course, it's Country Music Monday, and it's almost Christmas time, so we're going to continue in the country music Christmas vein. And we've got another great song. Well, we played this before, but it's so cool. We wanted to play it again. It's Luke Bryan, and Run, Run, Rudolph. So let's go ahead and let's start it up because I think we need it. It's Monday. Some point there, and but that's a great song, of course. I think originally done by Chuck Berry. And what I like in that song, what I love in this track is number one is the pedal steel guitar. That's really cool. And then of course on the lead guitar, I like the sort of homage to Chuck Berry and some of that stylistic stuff that he was doing. And so I really like that. I love this one, and that's why we played it two or three times already here this Christmas season, and I think it's going to be a staple. I really do. And, of course, we're going to have another great song as we come up to next hour. Maybe a version of a Christmas song, maybe by a country group, maybe that you've never heard. So, we'll see. We'll see. So you got to stay tuned for that. We hope that you can. That all comes up in hour number two, of course. Well, let's take a look at what's happening out there. Looks like we've got some dense fog to tell you about here to start off with. Dense fog advisory coming in on I-80 if you're coming from Nevada over into Utah. So this is going to be with you. It's going to stretch north, pretty much covering all the Great Salt Lake up to the border with Idaho and then also over to Salt Lake City. So you got dense fog advisory going on there. Also, dense fog advisory, now this is going to be in the southeast corner of Utah, and it's going to head over to the southwest corner of Colorado, and then in the northwest corner of New Mexico, you get the idea, it's going to be a freezing fog advisory, same thing on the Arizona side. So this is just going to be right there in those four corners of those states, and so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're going to be going through that area at all, so just be careful. It looks like it's going to be a little bit north of Gallup, New Mexico, in terms of where this freezing fog is, so that's going to be north, of course, of I-40, but you never know. I mean, it could spread, or, you know, of course, if you're trucking anywhere north of those that area, so just be aware of that, because obviously we want you to be very safe out there. Then we've got a lot of bad air quality, and I'll mention this because it's covering so much of southern and central Idaho, up through parts of northern Montana, basically Missoula on up to the Canadian border, covering the tip of northern Idaho and most of the state of Washington, and it looks like most of the north central north part of Oregon. Okay, so you've got an air stagnation advisory. That means the particulate matter is particularly significant, and it's going to be down near the surface, and so it kind of gets stuck there. So it's bad air quality, and if you have respiratory problems, you want to be aware of that. You don't want to do too many things outside or anything strenuous in that regard. So be aware of that. Then of course, let's see here. Heading on over into the area of Iowa, we got a wind advisory covering most of the state of Iowa. This is north of Des Moines, but over then towards Dubuque as well. Wisconsin, let's see here. So if you're in, Green Bay, Wisconsin right now, looks like you've got snow accumulations could start up there early this morning. Snow accumulation should be an inch or less in most places. Visibility, though, under 1 mile. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And rapid snow accumulation on roads is expected with these snow showers. So be aware of that. Then, of course, we also have here in Indiana, near Indianapolis, we also have scattered to numerous snow showers are going to be expected to develop in that area on Monday. So be aware of that. And when we take a look at the east coast on our radar map, it's just rain and snow everywhere, basically, up through from Maine, down through Vermont, New Hampshire, most of New York State, most of the state of Pennsylvania, most of the eastern part of Pennsylvania, coming through just about bisecting the state there, over to New York, of course, and thanks again to listener Frederick in New York, sending us some kind words. We appreciate that so very much. And then on down through Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia, and then down into parts of North Carolina to include Jacksonville and Wilmington, and all kinds of weather and rain off the East Coast right now. So if you're in that whole area there of the upper eastern seaboard, including most of Pennsylvania, most of New York State, you've got rain and you've got perhaps even snow in some areas as well, depending. So, and then to round it out, on the West Coast, a little bit of rain in San Francisco right now, and a little bit of rain up near Redding. Doesn't look like it's infecting Interstate 5 all that much. But up in Eugene, Oregon, let's see here. You've got rain with the rain mixed with snow, and this is coming across Interstate 5, and it's going to head down to about just a little bit north of Roseburg. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And, oh, by the way, we do see some snow proper in central Oregon, south central Oregon, and then around Bend, Oregon right now as well. So we're going to keep our eyes on it. We'll see what checks out or changes next hour. And, folks, so we're going to head up to the top of the hour news right now. You'll hear all the headlines, get you caught up on all the breaking news, and then we're going to come right back, taking your telephone calls, of course, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you as we race on through this Monday edition. Glad to be here. Glad you're there. Stay right there. Come on, right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.